Well, good afternoon. This is a pretty lovely turnout for a very important announcement for the City of Columbia. I want to welcome you all here on this beautiful fall day to City Hall. This room is about two-thirds the amount of people that were here for our community forum, where we had the four final candidates come. And I just want to acknowledge the amount of community input that we've had for this process. We've had participation, and I know that our city manager will go through more of the process, but as an elected official, as one of the highest ranking volunteer positions within our community, I just want to say the importance of hearing from all of those voices. And for those of you who participated in some of those hiring committees, just my thankfulness from my heart and from our council for your participation in that. The hiring of a police chief is the number one and hardest job that a city manager ever has to do. He will be measured by this, and he will be ridiculed and appreciated, all of the things, and so will we on council. So we know we enter this with a sensitive topic, but the knowledge that we have so much community input into both this process, but also just the ongoing days forward, and the thankfulness I have for our community showing up and participating is very much appreciated. I do also want to say, as we go forward, you know, one of the things that we appreciate is always that community feedback, whether or not it's through our public forums, whether or not it's through Columbia City Council meetings, or whether or not it's just one-on-one reaching out to ourselves as well as the city manager. So we appreciate that. We appreciate also the support in our next police chief. Working with them, council has given the task to the city manager to find out what resources are needed for this person to be successful and to help give them that support so that we can be successful for our community's safety. So thank you for coming out today. I appreciate it. And next, I think I get to call up DeCarlin Seawood, our city manager.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. She stole a lot of my thunder, so that's all right. Good afternoon. I'm excited to have you all here as we announce our next police chief for the city of Columbia. But before we hear from the new chief, I want to highlight the process for the search. For the city, as the mayor said, you know, hiring a police chief is probably one of the most hardest, but you know, probably the most eventful thing for a community. By far, the police department is the most visible department in a city. It's who you see on a regular basis. They set the tone for who our community is and what we do. That is why it was important for me to allow community members to have a seat at the table. Before we even advertised for the chief, we held several community forums. I believe we held 9 forums. We did a community survey where we heard from 1,000 residents who talked about what they wanted to see in the next chief. They talked about things of priorities such as crime reduction, building trust in the community, strengthening police and community partnerships, community policing and problem solving, and also holding officers and staff members accountable. Once we had our finalists, each of you had an opportunity to listen to them talk about how they envision Columbia Police Department moving forward. Additionally, during the process, we had multiple community panels. Those panels included members from public safety partners, education partners, media partners, business leaders, religious leaders, community members. Each panel member provided a unique perspective on Columbia's needs. I want to sincerely thank everyone who participated in this process and who helped us make this decision. I also like to thank Matt Stevens, who has served as interim chief throughout this process. Matt has worked hard to hold the department together and to make sure that we had continuity as we move forward through this process. So thank you, Matt. During the search, one candidate stood out to our interview panel and many community members. They have proven themselves as a strong leader, and their ideas for the police department match those priorities that the community said they wanted. And with that, I would like to welcome Columbia's next police chief and the first female chief, Jill Schluter.
Thank you all so much. I feel absolutely no pressure after what the city manager and the mayor said at the beginning of this, so I had to get myself a little bit laughing there, otherwise I was going to get more emotional than I want to get today. So I wasn't going to prepare anything, but then I felt like that would be appropriate in this instance, so I'm going to read some prepared remarks, and I may stray off script a little bit. It is with great honor and a profound sense of responsibility that I stand here today. I am humbled by the trust placed in me by the city leadership, our department, and the community. Policing is a noble profession that requires dedication, integrity, and a genuine commitment to public service. I want to assure you that I am fully committed to upholding the highest standards of professionalism and accountability in leading our CPD team. I am so grateful for the hard work and dedication of the men and women who serve in our police department, and I am also committed to investing in their professional development, ensuring that they are equipped with meaningful training and tools so that they can excel in their roles. We will strive to be at the forefront of innovation, embracing technology and strategies to effectively address both pervasive and emerging issues and concerns. My vision is one of community partnership and proactive engagement. I believe in fostering open lines of communication, listening to the concerns of our residents and staff, and collaboratively addressing the challenges that we will face. Together, we can build trust, enhance public safety, and create a city where everyone feels secure. Not only am I inviting each of you to join us on this journey towards a safer and more secure Columbia, I need you, and we need you as the police department to join us. We need you to join us in this effort. CPD cannot meet these challenges alone. Your input, support, and collaboration are vital as we work together to create a community where all residents can thrive and feel safe. I am truly excited about the journey ahead, and I look forward to working with all of you to make our city a model of safety, fairness, and community engagement. There are so many people who helped me get to this place today, and there are so many of you in the room today, and I am so humbled that you are here. I need all of you to support me in this continued effort, and I need you all to continue to be successful. CPD will need all of you to continue to be successful. I would be not doing my duty and would not speaking from my heart if I didn't thank my family, many of who are watching today because they do not live close by. They have supported me through many years, 18 years at the Columbia Police Department, through many, many things, but most of all, my husband. This is the part where I'm going to try not to get upset. Roger, he's on the front row. This decision did not come without sacrifice to him, as he is retiring before he planned. He has served the community for over 28 years, and I am so proud of him. He refuses to have a retirement ceremony, so that's why I am embarrassing him publicly today. My devotional this morning was very timely, and I don't believe in coincidences. The overwhelming message was unity. I believe if we are unified within the department and stand together with the community around shared goals, we cannot fail in our efforts. Thank you for your trust, and let's move forward together in the service of our great community. Thank you all so much.
All right, thank you so much, everyone who attended or watched today's announcement. That concludes today's press conference, but let's give one more round of applause to our new chief.